We focus pretty heavily over the course of the Seder and discussing around the Seder the idea of Chayav Adam Liras Atzatam Kehilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. The idea that we are obligated to have seen ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim ourselves. And we focused on this a couple of nights ago when we had our Siddurim. We sat down, we didn't only just tell the story, but we re-experienced the story. And this is either reflective of the idea that each and every one of us, maybe our neshamos were at Yetzis Mitzrayim, just like we have this idea of saw you at Sinai, that our neshamos were sitting there at our Sinai when we accepted the Torah as Bnei Yisrael, so too, you know, we were there then. So too, by Yetzis Mitzrayim, our neshamos may have been there as well. That's one potential understanding. But a very basic way of understanding that as we're telling the story of Yetzis Mitzrayim, as we're telling the story of leaving Egypt, it's not just to tell the story as if it's happened to other people, happened to, you know, thousands of years ago to a family that we may be connected to, you know, through our ancestry. No. This is our story. We own this story. It's part of who we are as a people. It's part of our Jewish identities. And that's pretty significant. Not only is it significant on Yetzias Mitzrayim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's where we tell the whole story and we really reenact the experience, but it's also instrumental in our day-to-day living as Jews. We have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis. We said it today in Kriya Shema, twice in Kriya Shema. Each day of our lives we say, right, we remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say it by Kiddush every single Shabbos, in the davenings over Shabbos. Yetzias Mitzrayim comes up on multiple of our mitzvos, tefillin, mezuzah, so many of our mitzvos directly correlate to the experience of leaving Mitzrayim, and the Sefer HaChinuch points this out in a number of cases. But that's not what I want to focus on this evening. What I do want to focus on is that if we had just left Mitzrayim, and there was a secondary, perhaps even more significant goal and next step to the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then just as we left Mitzrayim this year, then that next step would be important for us as well. In other words, what I'm saying is, if Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only for the purpose of leaving Egypt, I know we say it in Dayenu, had we just left Egypt without this, and had we left the all those things, Dayenu, that's for the purposes of Hakaras HaTov, of recognizing the good, and we can recognize the good at every single one of those stages. It would have been enough for us to say thank you. Not it would have been enough for the entire plan, because ultimately, it's not us to judge whether something's enough for the plan or not enough for the plan. The master of the universe who decided to put the plan into place, the Ribono Shel Olam, he decided that the plan wasn't just to take us out of Mitzrayim. That would not have been significant enough. And the Sefer HaChinuch points this out when it comes to understanding the entire experience of Sefiras HaOmer and Shavuos coming after Pesach. That these 49 days we're counting, leading up to the 50th day, which is Shavuos after Pesach, this experience of thinking about going all the way to Shavuos is not only that it's the next holiday and therefore we want to just count up to the next holiday, not only because we're counting up to Mount Torah. No. Yetzias Mitzrayim is directly connected to the experience of Matan Torah. The coming out of Mitzrayim, getting chayrus, getting freedom in from Egypt, from our slavery, was only stage one of a much larger goal, which was to become servants of God, to become avadim, not the paro, but avadayim, as the Rabbanu Shalom says, as God Himself says, we became His servants, to serve Him, to have the Torah to guide us as how we can live our lives in the most impressive, most important way possible, to directly serve the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Sefer HaChinuch points out that while we think we're in Chol HaMoed of Pesach right now, really the entire experience of Sefiras HaOmer is all a Chol HaMoed, so to speak. Just like Sukkot has two sections of the holidays, the first days, and then there's Shemini Atzeres, which is like a totally different portion of the holiday, not even a portion of the original holiday, a secondary thing. We have Simchas Torah and Chutzos. It's combined in Eretz Yisrael. But that Atzeres, that, you know, Tzara Alayah Apridaschem, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, don't leave me, I'm going to have pain for the fact that you left me. We also have another Atzeres in our calendar, and that Atzeres is called Shavuos. Chazal referred to it as Atzeres. It's known as Atzeres. Why is it called Atzeres? Says the Sefer HaChinuch that Sefiras HaOmer is really an extended Chol HaMoed experience between Pesach, the first nights of Pesach, of leaving Mitzrayim, and Shavuos. Sefirat HaOmer is not just a counter in between that just happens to fill the gap. It is directly connecting the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to the experience of Matan Torah. Because ultimately, leaving Egypt and leaving Paro's domain and his slavery was not enough to bring us into a much more important, significant role in history, which is for us to directly have a relationship with the God, with the Master of the Universe, the Creator of the Universe. For us to have that relationship, we needed the Matan Torah, we needed Kabbalah HaTorah, we needed to receive the Torah. It's exactly for that reason, when we read through the Parashios and Sefer Shemos, which we just finished a couple of weeks ago, the entire Sefer Shemos, we literally go from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that entire Mitzrayim story, then Yetzias Mitzrayim, to getting the Torah, essentially, and the laws of the Torah, and then getting to the Mishkan. Ultimately, that's the progression of developing a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. First, leaving Mitzrayim, being saved by God, being taken out of Mitzrayim, really, then going into a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam through the Torah, and then ultimately building a home to concretize that Torah, namely the Mishkan. And this also connects beautifully, Rav Soloveitchik points out, to the entire story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was first tasked with going down to Mitzrayim, basically says, I'm not the guy. I'm not your guy. I can't be your guy. And if you look in the Pesukim very carefully, the Rav Soloveitchik points out that actually Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only saying that the speech impediment was going to stop him from approaching Paro, because ultimately having Aaron with him and having the Ribono Shel Olam come to provide confidence would have been enough to suffice for that. What Moshe was truly saying, which you have to read into the lines of the text, was Moshe saying, I'm not here to be a manhig. I'm not here to be a leader in amongst the Am Yisrael. I can't be the person that's going to start politically designing our society and creating all the different significant social, economical, political moves and necessary steps to create our state, so to speak. I'm not your guy for that. I can't be that person. Yes, you want me to go down and speak truth to power with Aaron's help, with your help? Great. You want me to get Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? I can handle that. Literally bringing your revelation into this world, I could accomplish. But to be a manhig, to be the person who is going to lead Am Yisrael into a state and into their own land, I can't do that. And Rav Soloveitchik points out, he says, you're missing it. Meaning the Ribono Shel Olam says, you're missing it. I will be with you. What does that mean? I picked you for the right reason, Moshe Rabbeinu, and was never to be the political leader of Am Yisrael. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the goal for you to be involved here is because I want you to be the Moreh, the Rebbe. I want you to be the teacher. I want you to be Moshe Rabbeinu, not Moshe Manigenu. You're our teacher. Says the Ribono Shel Olam, I wouldn't have chosen you for any other reason than to be the teacher of Am Yisrael. Because it's not enough for me to send someone down to Mitzrayim to save Bnei Yisrael in a political sphere, or an economic sphere, or in a social sphere, etc., etc. No. I need to send someone down who is not only going to take them out of Egypt, but ultimately going to get them to the next step in this development, which is to get them to Matan Torah. And Moshe, says the Ribono Shel Olam, I know you're the right person for that job. I know you could be the Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu decides he can go. That experience, says Rav Soloveitchik, is directly correlated to this entire discussion, which is that Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, is directly connected to the experience of receiving the Torah, because it wouldn't have been enough, to get cheirus, so to speak, just on the political sphere, just on our social sphere, just to get out of slavery. That's not cheirus. Ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osu betorah. Ben chorin cheirus comes from receiving the Torah, and not only receiving the Torah, but being engaged with the Torah. And so this group, Mirtzah Hashem, this WhatsApp group that we're now transitioning now from a pre-Pesach to now Pesach to Shavuos, is to take those steps, those daily and weekly steps that are Sefirat HaOmer, or Chol HaMoed, to take those steps from Yetzias Mitzrayim, since we did just leave, we did just see ourselves as leaving, we now can then see ourselves as taking the next steps in this conversation, taking the next steps directly towards Har Sinai. And we invite you all to join us on this endeavor to learn specifically in a way that will allow us to have Kabbalah HaTorah, to receive the Torah. Again, if we were Chayav Adam Lira Satat Makihilu Yatzim Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, then Mitzvah Hashem will be Chayav Adam Lira Satzmo Kihilu Mikabbalah HaTorah by the time we get to Shivos. I wish you all a wonderful evening. Mitzvah Hashem, every day, we'll share another idea leading up to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sorry, leading up to Matan Torah from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And a reminder to count Svira. Have a wonderful night.